Romans 54.
Lemazan detayt. Vim taima. Rek taisver. Why the Mishnah brings down only 15? We have 16. As some Rishonim ask the Kasha and the Beis, the Rashba, the Ramban, what's it is Rishonim, a lot of the Rishonim talking on the Beis, the Kashas of the Mishnah Be'etzer. Teis brings it down here because the Gemara has some protein, the Eloi Ketoni, so the Gemara, Teis is not the Kasha here, but Be'etzer it's the Kasha and the Mishnah. Like Teis is from the Mishnah, why the Mishnah says that it's only 15 Arayas? 16 Arayas. Vim Toimar, Litne Eishas Ish, Shepoiter Etzaros. Litne Eishasi Shepoiter Etzaros. Ki goyim, what is the Echetimtze that the Erev of Eishasi Ish or Pater Etzaros? Ki goyim de Omar Le, Yarei Ze Gitech Al Menashe Lo Etinosi Leploi. A person was married to Isha and he divorced her Al Menashe Lo Etinosi Leploi. He gave a get Al Menashe Lo Etinosi Leploi. So lemaise al pi aloche, she could get married to everyone else. Chutz from this pliny, the pligi by megarish Rab Lezer veRabon. Then Rab Lezer Rabbi get veAsur la pliny. That Tanakama holds that Snish can get. Vali makes a tnai in a double shell issues. So freaked in the felt in the cruz gita, because the maise she can marry everyone that she wants. So Tanakama holds Vali tzachison that she cannot marry everyone that she wants. So felt in the gerushi. This is Tanakama shit. But Rab Lezer holds that it's a get. No, boss. She could marry everyone else. Chutz from this pliny. So Mele, now she went and she married the brother of the pliny. So now she cannot do Yibum because Klapi the pliny, she's Eishas Ish. Klapi this brother now, the second brother, she's Eishas Ish. And not only that she cannot do Yibum, she's the Erva for Eishas Ish. And let this Erva for Eishas Ish to Pato the Tzor. This is Teis Kasha. So now she's the Erva. And let the Erva to Pato the Tzor. So this would be made the thesis to be shaykh to our sugi of Rek Teisves. She anyway cannot get married to, even to the brother, the first brother, she's not allowed to get married. Because with the Rabbonon, the Asaran who to get married. With the Rabbonon, she's also to get married. Afilu le Rab Lezer that holds that with the Raisa they get his chal. Asur with the Rabbonon at she yomus amegarish. O yaploini. Why? The Chashinen, shemot inosu loy leachas shetisamen and tisgarish mizeh. ונימצ בנו מבזים כי חשים בא מגרש אבל נאש לתי בא לי לפלוי ני שמתי בא לי אחר שתסען אחר שסגרש so it is first the khura is a iso the rabbonon to get married to someone else why the maisa she's divorced khutz me ploy need to the whole world she's divorced khutz me that ploy but it's a gzera the rabbonon because maybe later she will get married to this ploy after the second person will die or divorce her. And b'meile nimtza that the kids that she has in the middle person bonei mamzeri. So Ktei says, so if we choshed that she would do shas v'zach, so why we have to say that she's not allowed to get married to someone, even that this person to get his chal, because maybe later after he will die, she will go to marry the other person. So that maybe even when she's living with him, she will go to marry the other person. So Ktei says, u'ba'ida tachtov leke lemechash, because she's not going to do averas. The Gemara says, Lebosha, if he makes a tnai, you're divorced to the whole world, chutzim to your father. So your father, I'm not divorcing you. She's allowed to get married to everyone else. There's no chash, she will go later to live with her father. So there's no chash. So the same thing here. Be'oido that she's married to the second person, there's no chash that she will go and marry this chutz. But the chash is, after that second person will die, maybe she will marry the chutz. This is tasteless. So Ktesis, mikol mokrim lelevi, diktoni di, kedamrini lekamon, kosher lindin nami leach. This is the first chelik of Ktesis. No, no, mazal first, the first chelik of Ktesis. So if Ktesis be'etzem is stalling a kasha, simple kasha, so we have a chetim tzeh, nu erve that patas de tzorah. We'll see this Ktesis be'etzem, it's one of the lemaise, de Ktesis, that all the Yesedis of Reb Chaim Priskerov, and all the Yesedis of Eishasach, be'etzem giboit of this Ktesis in Yevomis. No, but laat, to boit us. For 8 days, he has another erva that could pata the tzara. What is the new erva that could pata the tzara? The new Erev Kippat of the Torah is the Erev of Nesha Sish. Why? A person who's Megara Sheisha Chutz from Reuven. So she's allowed to marry the whole Reuven, the world Chutz from Reuven. So she goes and she marries Shimon. And now Shimon dies. So Legabi, they call it a belt, she was divorced. Oh, but Legabi Reuven, she's not divorced. We made it, she cannot do Yibum to Reuven. And not only that, she battles the Torah and didn't Torah Sheisha Sish. And didn't Torah Sheisha Sish. This is Tesis Kasha. And didn't Torah Sheisha Sish. Zogt Eisves, B'torich HaDvorim, L'chur, she's not allowed to marry Shimon. Because the Gzeira de Rabbonon, that maybe, Chazal said, when a person says, Chutz Miploini, Chutz Miruven, she's not allowed to marry no one else, because maybe when that person will get divorced, or when that person will die, she will go and marry this person that she said Chutz. And B'chai Gavne, the kids that she had from the first person, will be Mamzerim. So Tais B'seidah, Rabbele Fi Levi, as Meret Avdei, you write that it's not right to do it, but if it happened, that she married Shimon, B'chai Gavne, Mashkachas, Lo Sheishas Anoshi. This is the Tais. Now here we happen to be Moisif Stam be'avonas ha'teisus. Teisus says that the whole chash is that she will go and she will do it after the other person dies. She will go and marry Reuven. But b'chayei the other person, there's no sign that she will go and do averus. Who does averus? As maybe Abba ve'avichol. But the gzera is maybe the second person will divorce her. The second person will die and then she will go marry the first person. If the chutz, so in the rabbanon she's not allowed to do it. Those are the teisus. So you have to be Moisif Stam be'pshat ha'dvorim. Why she will do it later? When she knows if she does it, man, he said chutz pleini. She knows she's not divorced to this pleini. So why should she go and marry this pleini? What is the tzad that she will take go and marry this pleini? She knows she's not allowed to marry this pleini. She knows that we said chutz pleini. Taisa says when he's living, it's no chash. She doesn't do aveiros. When he dies, she also doesn't do aveiros. The pshat is. Avada the pshat in Tesis is Azei. We choishesh that the first person will die. Her real husband, the original husband will die. And then the second husband will die. So now she says, doesn't make a difference, chutz. I don't have a husband anymore. So I'm allowed to marry now. My first husband, when he divorced me, he said, chutz miploini. But he's dead, my first husband. And now the second husband is dead, so I could go to the person. I wanted to marry that person. My husband divorced me, and Dafka told me, chutz miploini. So I can't marry him. So I went to marry someone else. Now my real husband died, and this person died. So I'll go chatz acharei. And why she's not allowed to do it? Because in the day that she will do it, so she was over al atnai. See, right now she's not a shesish anymore because her original husband died. But for the meantime, she was a shesish. So the mafreya, the time that she lived with a middle person, she was a shesish. The male, the kids that she had then are mamzerim because the divorce was never chal. He made a tonight. If you marry this person, I never divorce you. So you're right, now when he's dead, she's allowed to get married. That's what Taisus means to say. So the gzeira is only shemo nimtzo b'neo amzeirim. The gzeira is not that, Daniel, the marshal, in this case here, if the marshal, we'll take our case, the violent, now the end of Taisus. He divorced her, chutz meruven, and she goes and she marries Shimon. Now when Shimon dies, Kozman Reuven is living, she's mamish eishetish. So she's not allowed to marry Reuven. There's no shash that she will marry Reuven. She's a relation to Ishna. Now, even when he dies, then if she will marry Reuven, so the mafreya, the time that she was with Shimon, was given Avera, the kids of Mamzeir. Because of the case of Tesis, so we have a chetimtze that is Ishkut Pato Tzoro. Dainu chutz mi Reuven, and she went and she married Shimon, and now Reuven, her husband is living yet, but Shimon dies. So Mamele, she falls to Yibum to Reuven Machma Shimon. But the problem is that Lemaisa she says she's Yishuv. The first person, neither, we'll take the names. She's married to Yaakov. Yaakov says Chutz mi Reuven. So she goes to marry Shimon, the brother. And now Shimon dies. So she can't marry Reuven because she's Yishuv of Yaakov. So not only that Reuven can't do Yibum to this lady, he can't do Yibum to the Tzor because the Tzor is Yishuv. This is the Tesis. Lama is an innovator. So if the ptur of arayis, we learn after machisisha, so it's not so shver. Why it's not so shver if we learn after machisisha? So if we learn after machisisha, it's not so shver. Why? The leidomi hachle achisisha. This erve veishisish is not exactly like achisisha. Why? The almenash loitinosi, if you made it with a tznai, she loitinosi leploini, aber beznus shayile. She's not allowed to marry him. But to do a beer with Reuven, she's allowed to. So she's not Mamesha Erve and Reuven. She's the Erve and Reuven duch Yibum. You're right. If she will do Yibum now, it will be a Nisui. If Yibum is a Kinyan. But Lemaisa, she's not an Er with Mura and Reuven. She has a Chetimtza to be with Reuven. If she will be with Reuven but there is Znus, she doesn't have a problem. So while she doesn't have a problem to be with Reuven, there is Znus. So Bemela, she's not a normal Er. But Achusisho doesn't have no way to be with the other person. While this one has a way, and the Zogtes is weiter. Abanashloi Tiboali, she made it tonight that you will not do a beer with Reuven, Yechololi Iskadishla. Zogtes is Beseda. Veloidame Lachusisho. Okay, what a beer, but we have weiter Echetimtze. He made it tonight, Abanashloi Tiboali, Veshloi Tinosi. Ubamanashloi Tinosi, Veloi Tiboali Nami. So Lechura, we have a Echetimtze that it's called, so she says, she sees now. Now, Yaakov divorced his wife. I'm actually Tibali with Tinosi with Reuben. So she marries Shimon. And now when Shimon dies, she says, she sees. If Yaakov, clapping Reuben. So it says, I choshiv shiu, k'moim b'chutz b'ploini, im ken shari le kinesis le'ochiv koita. Ve'afilu ilo choshiv shiu, mikon b'koim tesis will answer. So first tesis starts with the first line. I choshiv shiu, it's not a kasha. Why? U'mikon b'koim. I shari le אם חושב שיעור כמו אם מחוץ מפלויני, אם כן שר אלי כניסס לאוכב קוילה. תסס אז מחד השיעור החידוש. תסס אין גיטין, פי בייס, אז מסתפק אם זה חידוש אז אמס ענת. לא במאז בודו תסס. תסס אז, if it's called חוץ, so then, after she marries Shimon, she's allowed to marry Reuven. And I'll explain. לא מגן את דרכתים צאב חוץ. If a person, this is שיטה של תסס דבר, we say. To know it very close, that later the cheshbonus not tzachlaich. If a person divorces the isha, and he tells her, you divorce, chutz mi Shimon, chutz mi Reuven. Not amenas. Amenas means a tnai. Not that. Chutz tainu. I'll explain the nafkemina. The amenas she tinosi le Reuven, so then if she lives first to five different people, and then she goes to Reuven, if she does that, the mafreya, she's never divorced. Right? Amenas she lo tinosi le Reuven. Chutz, no, she is divorced. Klapi the whole world, she's divorced. Klapi Reuven, she's not divorced. She couldn't, and Chutz, she's allowed to go right away and marry someone else. Because Legabi the whole world, she's divorced. Finish. Legabi Reuven, she's not divorced. And Almanas, she's divorced, like, even Legabi Reuven. She's, the problem is, when she goes and makes a bia, Le Mafreya, she's not, somewhat Nazak, she's divorced. Almanas, Almanas, if you marry Reuven, I never divorced you at all. Then she can't marry even someone else in the meantime. And Chutz, you're divorced completely to everyone, Chutz from Reuven. So Teisa has a tzad that when you say, I'm an Asher Eti Balim Shere Eti Nosi, Sifad Ortzach, Keilu you made a chutz. Lama red nam b'chutz. So a person divorces his wife, and he tells his wife, you divorce to everyone, chutz from Reuven. So Teisa says, in this case, she's allowed to get married to everyone, chutz from Reuven. If she marries someone else, she's allowed to later go over and marry Reuven also. So if she marries Shimon and Shimon dies, she's allowed to marry Reuven. And Almanas is no shaykh. She was divorced to everyone. As a tnai. Doesn't make a difference when the tnai happens. If one day she marries Reuven, the mafreya she was never divorced. If one day it rains, I'll die to the hoch, he never gave her a gift. Here, b'chutz, like Taisus, she's allowed to get married to everyone else. And not only that, if she went first to Reuven, she has a problem. But if she went first to Shimon, she's allowed to marry. And the shaila why? Shaila why? B'pshat. Taisus and Gittin Tak is misuping of them. First by divorced her or... The first guy is alive, yeah. She's allowed to. Taisus doesn't say why, and Ishto of them. Taisus and Gittin is mesupik of them. I think the Embassy of Shatsi is Mitzayan does shame. Taisus and Gittin is mesupik of them. So what it tuts for the Shatsi? So we're learning our Taisus divide. What is the Hezbollah in our Taisus? So there's two Hezbollah. There's one Hezbollah Reb Shimon Shkob brings down. That he says like this. What is chutz? You divorce. Very nagia to understand the longness of chutz. I'm divorcing you to everyone. Chutz from this person. So you have to understand what is the pshat. You're my wife or you're not my wife. If I'm not divorcing you completely, so you're ish ish gmura. The Torah says, "Klapi the whole world, you're divorcing Gansen. Klapi Yelim, you're not divorced." Someone does that. Klapi the whole world, I'm divorcing you in Gansen. And clap again, and I'm not divorcing you at all. Now the pshat, I have a lot of issues, and I took off some of it. Then you're ishish ish. How are you allowed to marry someone else? You're shtik ishish ish. The Torah says, the koyach of chutz is, I'm divorcing you, clap you, and I'm not divorcing you, clap him. This is the way the divorce is working. I'm divorcing you, clap this, and I'm not divorcing you, clap this. So clap the whole world, she's divorced. Klappe Yenim, she's not divorced at all. But Klappe the whole world, she's divorced. So I'll give you a moshel of my double name. A person has a hefka, he makes hefka, the guy by the whole world, I left to take it. Yeah? What's from you? Do you? Do I not let you to take it? Everyone else could take it. You can't take it. If you come to take it or not. Klappe you, I was never made hefka. I'm a klappe the ganze world, I made hefka. Now if someone else takes it, someone else comes and takes it, and then he wants to give it to the person that I said chutz mihin. It's chalanat. Person says hefka lekol ha'olam chutzun Yaakov. To everyone it's hefka chutzun Yaakov. So Yaakov can't take it. So Shimon takes it. Now Shimon goes and he wants to give it a present to Yaakov. He can't give it to Yaakov. He can't give it to Yaakov. He couldn't give it. I'm divorcing my wife chutz from Reuven. Shimon goes. She's available. So he took her. Now she is. He took all of the issues. Now she's completely his. Finish. Ois the first one. Ois the issues of the first one. And maybe if it's almenas, so the pshat she's divorcing Gantz. No, what? It's a tnai. What's the pshat is a tnai? It's a tnai. What's the pshat is a tnai? The Ezim is divorced. If this happens, if it rains, you're not divorced. If you marry in the end, Reuven, you're not divorced. So it doesn't make a difference if she married five people in the middle. If she's over on the tnai in the end, it's ois a divorce. But if it's a chutz, so the pshat is klapi yenem, it's not a divorce, klapi me, it's a divorce. So if I happen, nemtach the issues, the man is mutter in gatz. This is one hezba, a shayne hezba. And the Brikas of Rome, he brings down the andere hezba. He says, I say, it's what the bet in the oilam shtikul shtelt. He says, I say, that the chutz, we're saying like this. Be'etzem, she's divorced, klapi the whole world. But klapi Reuven, she's not divorced. So let me tell you, we don't want to go with the first mahalaf that he could go. After the first one takes, he takes over. He can't take over. But klapi the first one, she's divorced, right? Klapi the first one, she's divorced. If she's divorced, so let me tell you, she could marry Shimon. And Shimon, she's married, she could marry him completely. And the minute that she marries Shimon, so she becomes a ish of Shimon. So she becomes also on the first person. Right? So Erbe is Maftia issues. If Erbe is Maftia issues, so the issues of the first person falls off. But Melech is always issues of the first person. Melech is allowed to get married to Reuven. What? By Tnai, she's my wife, is a Tnai. If it be rain, I'm not divorcing you. What's the Shaykhs? If in the end you married Reuven, you were never divorced, you were never Ishtish. But Tnai is if you in the end got to this person, if it rained, I never divorced you. Doesn't mean it was what happened in the middle. If in the last minute you get to this person, it was never a divorce. So Melish was never Ishtish, she never married, so Melish, she stays my wife. How should Mafkia? If in the end it happened, she was never married to the middle person. So she was never Mafkia. If I say that if it will rain in 10 years it will snow, you're not divorced. So she gets married to 10 people, and she's ish. That's my first issue. But in the end of it, no, she was never divorced. So the Almanaz, the Erb in the end is never Mafkia. Mashengen Bechutz, it's a divorce, clapping the first people, and it's not a divorce, clapping the other person. So maybe if she gets married in the middle, she becomes the ish. So the issues of the first person is Nifka. About it, only goes with Paki. It only goes with Paki, it doesn't go without Paki. It's a shtickel shvel because we Pasha states it doesn't hold from Paki. Only Rashi holds from Paki. That's what we said in Naftes, in Afchesamud Beis, in the Sigash later. Rashi holds that Erev is Mafkia. Tesis Mishklo then holds that Erev is Mafkia. Again, Melavisen, Tesis and Gittin is Bichlan that Pasha that the shtickel Teir is Emes. Now, Bechutz, if you marry the middle person, the first person is Nifka. This is the Chidush of Unzere Tesis. So, let me say, it's the Tesis inside. So Taisa wants to say that Almanash Loitiboli Veloitinosi is like a chutz. If she married Shimon, she anyway is allowed to marry Reuven. Says so non efkimine lechetim to say that when Shimon dies, she's the erva seishes ish of the first of Yaakov to part of the tzol. So Taisa says, "Ube Almanash Loitinosi Veloitiboli Nami Ichoshiv Shiul Kmei Bechutz Miploini Im Ken Shari Lekinisas Laochiv Koidem." Vafilu iloi choshiv shiur. So if it's a gerushim gmurim, it's only a tnai that she's not allowed to marry Reuven. Saiba Bia, Saiba Nisuyim. So right, we have a kasha, we have a chetimtzeh. He made it tonight that she will not marry Reuven. Benisuyim v'beznus. And now she married Shimon and Shimon dies. So she is herself not allowed to marry Reuven because then she becomes a shesish lemafreya. And not only that, but she will part of the tzoros, the ktesis, leidomi l'achis isho. The hosom b'shas nefile, havi achis ishtoi. Aval hoche b'shas nefilo, eino a shesish, ad shetibo eloi. What is this? אבל לא ידומי לאחוז אישו, אוסם בשעס נפילה הווי אחוז אישו, אבל לא אוכל בשעס נפילו, אין האיש אסיס עד שתיבוא אלוי. תייס אסיס בכלל על הערביה. אחוז אישו, בשעס נפילה שזה אחוז אישו. This lady is not אחוז אישו, she's not האיש אסיס now, she's divorced in Ganson. If she will make a beer, למפרע, she was never divorced, so she's an erva so she could part of the tzoro. But b'shaz the nefila, the vash is not an ish asish. So if b'shaz the nefila, the vash is not an ish asish, no matter, she can't part of the tzoro. And she's not an erva b'chlal. An erva le'ibam is a chis isho. The b'shaz the nefila, she's an erva. This isho b'shaz the nefila is nishkan erva. She's not an erva now. Now she's not an erva. She will be an erva if you will do a beer. But because man, you didn't do a beer, she's nishkan erva. One more line in Tesis. Ve'afilu tachshevenu eishes ish, keivon shemitam eishes ish asura liibo eloi, mikol mokrim loidomi, keivon shemtibo eloi yovam sheneesro olov, have eishes ish velo yoisto eishes ochi mehoilom, hilkach loipot rotzoroso. So lama zelva shtei do in Tesis. Tesis has two lines. First line, look, Tesis, she's bichlam nishken erva, the vash is not eishes ish. How she could part of the tzolo? She's not an erva. She's an ishesach. You're right. If you will do a bia, she will be an ishesish. But now she's not an ishesish. Baal Menasmi said she's divorced in Ganzen. Just if it rains, she was never divorced. So she married Shimon. She's also divorced klapi Reuven. Just when Reuven marries her, she becomes ishesish. So she can't part of the tzolo? This makes sense very much. Zogteisves, and even if you will say that what? That because that if you will do a bia, valid, because if you will do a B.A., she will become a Shasish. So she's already considered now a Shasish. But even so, she can't part of the Tzor. Why? And Teis doesn't explain it enough. Mikol mekum leidomi. Ve'afilim tachsheveno a Shasish. Kevon shimitam a Shasish asura liibo eloi. Mikol mekum leidomi. Kevon shimtibo elai yobam shenesro olav havi a Shasish. ולא יש סוח עם העולם, אילכך ליפות רוצה רוסו. So I want to be masbis. We have to know, לאט. Tesis has two צדודים. One side Tesis learns that she's not an ערבה בכלל. Why? The vash is not an ערבה. If you do a beer, she will be an ערבה. If you marry her, she will be an ערבה. Then the vash is not an ערבה. Like Tesis, and even if you will say that she's an ערבה, she doesn't part of the tzora. Why? When she will become a erve, if Yena will do a bia. If Yena will do a bia, she was never married to the brother. So what? So here I want to start at Chilas Advar. It's a chiluk tzivishin teisves mit ala rishoyim. The Rashba and the Ramban and teisves, everyone asks this kasha. Mashkachas lo tzora seishas ish. Yaakov said, chutz mi Reuven. She went and she married Shimon, and now Shimon dies. So she can't marry Reuven. Maybe she could part of the tzor. So Tesis says, first she's not an erva bichlal, because only when she will do the beer she'll be an erva. So bichlal she's out the parsha. We'll leave this line a second. And even if she's an erva, so Tesis, but she doesn't part of the tzor. So what Tesis means, even that she's an erva? Tesis wants to consider her that she's considered an erva. I want to explain the kasha. You'll understand it better. She has to do chalitza or not? Forget about the tzor. Yaakov divorced his wife Chutz Miruven. Chutz Miruven. Shimon went and married her. Shimon dies. Now, she knows she can't marry Yaakov and Reuven because she's a shesish. But Lemaisa, the vash is divorced. The vash is divorced. Lemaisa, she's divorced now. No vas. If she will marry Reuven, oh, it's divorced. She's an elder. So now she can marry Reuven. She needs a chalitza or she doesn't need a chalitza? What? She needs a chalitza or she doesn't need a chalitza? then why she's not a erve? She's a normal eishes rach. So she needs a chalitza, she doesn't need a chalitza. And Tesis is mashma lehedia that she doesn't need a chalitza. We'll see in a second. We have to know why. Mashma, if you both mahalchim of Tesis, she doesn't need a chalitza. Where we see it in Tesis, we see it in a second. It's before in Tesis. But the Bible says Tesis means that she's not a chalitza. So Tesis, even if she's considered an erve gemura klapi de bia, she's an erve gemura, and she's potter from chalitza. She's an erve gemura. But she doesn't battle the Tzorah. Why? Because the Tzorah tells her, in Shuldik, what Erva you are? She says, I'm Eishes Ish. So the Tzorah tells her, and the tzad that you're Eishes Ish, you're never married to this brother. If you're Eishes Ish of Yaakov, you never married Shimon. So well, how you could pattern me? What is the shame Erva that you pattern me? Eishes Ish? Ah, you're married to Yaakov. I'm married to Shimon. I could do Yibam. Mimonachach. If you call me an Erva, you can't battle the Tzorah. You can't call me a Erva to part of the Tzorah. I'm only a Erva at the time that I'm not married to Shimon. So you're right. I myself is potum yimu v'chalitza. Why I'm potum yimu v'chalitza? Because if you will marry me, I'll be a Erva. So Hashem, so if I'm already called a Erva. But I can't part of the Tzorah. Why I can't part of the Tzorah? Because the whole reason I'm a Erva is because I'm Eishes Ish. Love is the Lashon HaTeis inside. What? I don't know, Taisa doesn't say, Tachsheveno Erve, Taisa says. Tachsheveno Erve. Hashem Seifa, she's called the Erve. She's called the Erve, Hashem Seifa. Let me know, Taisa inside. Ve'afilu in Tachsheveno Eishes Ish. Kevin shimitam Eishes Ish asur oli bo'eloi. Mikol matrim loy domi. Kevin shinti bo'eloi yovam shasur olov havi Eishes Ish. Ve'lo yoyse Eishes Ochim Eilom. Hikar loy potro tzoroso. So Tesis Be'etzim answers a kasha. So Tesis had a kasha, Tesis has a teretz. So Tesis has a kasha, why we don't say Tzorah Sheishishish? So Tesis, even if she's an Erve, and she's potter from Chalitza, but she can't potter the Tzorah, because the whole reason she's an Erve is because if Yenem will do a beer, if Yenem will do a beer, she will not be married to Shimon Lemafreya. So maybe Malamshach, she can't potter the Tzorah. But she herself is called the Erve. What is the raya? Just to finish the raya, why it's so clear by me that Tesis meant that she's potter from Chalitza? Tesis finishes one more line. ומיו למען דנפקי למי ולא כחור, כל איכת איכת אין לקוחים כושר. אבל לפי רבי, כושר אין לקוחים באחס, אין לקוחים בשניו, למעשה, there's no לקוחים in the first one, there's no לקוחים in the second one. ומען, they says, I need a different terrace on Eishes Ish. If סידו חליצה, Tesis said in הפחס עמוד בייס, that is considered קרין בלוקחס על איבד הרבי. So if Tesis said that על איבד הרבי לא קרין בלוקחס, אז מוכח that is no חליצה. It's Mefurash and Tesis. Maybe later we'll go back to this Chelek from Rebbe. I want to go back first to the first Chelek. So the first Chelek is Be'etzem the Kasha with the Rashba and the Ramban Frek the Kasha in the Beis Amud Aleph. And Tesis is asking by us why the Tana doesn't write down Eichetimtze that the Eishes Ish kuspatah the Tzorah that Yaakov said Chutz Miruven and Shimon went to marry her and Shimon dies and she patahs the Tzorah. And the Tesis answered that even if she's Eishes Ish, even if she's considered an Erva, but she can't pattern a Tzorah because the whole shame Erva is a Fazevai that she's not married. It's never that she's married and she's an Erva. The Erva is, so she herself, Hashem Seifa, she's already also. And she's already Erva and she's already part of the Chalitza. But part of the Tzorah doesn't go. The Rishonim, Tinkzach. The Rashba and the Ramban, to see them inside, and the Beis Amud Aleph, they ask Tesis Kasha, V'yishleimah, she's not an Erva. She's not an Erva. The Rashba says she needs Chalitza. What is the Erve? She's not Eishes Ish. She has a problem. If she doesn't be here, she's never married to the brother. Say that. She's not an Erve in Makim Mitzvah. She's not an Erve Bichlal. The Ramban says she's potu. Kol she'ein oile lehibum en oile lechalitze. The Rashba says you don't say kol she'ein oile. Because it's a zaitike, dovar achar goram lo. It's like a neder, we said. Like Yom Kippur, we said. Like Yom Kippur, we said, why we don't say Nesra and Yom Kippur? We explained, she's a Yivama Gmura, grada, it's Yom Kippur. She's a Yivama Gmura, grada, Yana made a tnai that if Reuven marries, he never divorces her. What's going to be done? Reuven has a problem. Reuven will find a way to make a Torah tnaim. He's allowed to marry her. It's a grada, she has a problem. Tesis la Mishta say. Tesis wants to call her Erve. Tesis gives her a shem of Erve. She says, Tesis has cheshbon. Tesis doesn't work. Because the Gantz is Shem Erve, it's only when it happens. And when it happens, she's not an Erve already. So she doesn't bother the Tzor. Maybe the beginning of Tesis is mashman Tesis Taken that he's not sure that it's a erve. But Tesis Miyad says, afilu tachshuvena erve. So first we have here, your status dike machlekes that we have to buy us. Tesis calls her erve, because if you do a beer, she'll be erve, she's called the erve, and she's potter in Gansen. She's potter in Gansen. Just Tesis says, belondes, it can't batter Tzoro, because it never meets with the Tzoro to batter her. It doesn't catch, the two Tzoro doesn't catch. And the Rishonim, the Rashma, the Ramban, both of them are choylek, and they say this is bichlal nishken erve. It's a very big nafkemine. It's bichlal nishken erve. She's not an erve. And the Rashma says she will do chalitza. She's a ganzer yevama. She will do chalitza. And this is like the Rashma. The Ramban says, kol she'ina oile, medavis et vosset machlekes, vosset ikdom kol she'ina oile. Frekt Reb Chaim. Frekt Reb Chaim. We mentioned this Reb Chaim a couple times, but here is the Reb Chaim. Frank Reb Chaim, al balasat nai. This is called the balasat nai. This is the ishes achiv balasat nai. Frank Reb Chaim, the fifth thesis said, she herself is potter in Gans. She can't potter the Tzorah because the whole tzad that she's the ishes ish is in the time that she's already not married, so then she can't potter the Tzorah. But she herself is potter. She's potter mihibu v'chalitza. If she herself is potter mihibu v'chalitza, so what would be if a person would do Yibum to her? She's a Ishesach. She's a Erva Seishesach. She's Potum Yibum Vechalitza. So now she's a Yevama that is called Eishesach. You're right, the Ishesish, when it will happen, she will not be a Tzoro. So it's like, it cannot happen, because when it happens, it doesn't happen. But she herself is Potum Yibum Vechalitza now. If she herself is Potum Yibum Vechalitza, so she's a Ishesach. So let the Ishesach shalot to part of the Tzoro. You're right, the Ishesish cannot batter the Tzor. But the Ishesish could batter her. Now she's the Ishesach. Let her Ishesach to batter the Tzor. Let her Ishesach to batter the Tzor. So why she doesn't batter the Tzor? It's not Ishesach. As they wish to talk if Shiloh by Lomoy Patters, as they wish to talk if Meimoy Patters, as they wish to talk if Island is compatible to the Torah, as they wish to talk if Torah is compatible to the Torah, let Enoch and Amin now shoot herself as Potu, after shoot herself as Potu, let her herself to part of the Torah. Why shoot herself doesn't part of the Torah?
She should have to go away also if she doesn't do it.
No. You're right. But now she's a Shisachana. What we said, now she's not a Shesish, so she can't battle the Torah. But the Shesach is here. Now she's a Shesach. Now she's a Shesach. Let that Shesach to battle the Torah. Why we don't say that this Shesach could battle the Torah? Here came Reb Chaim and said his Yisrael. And here we'll have to shtickle over that this Yisoid is in the get to the whole thing. Eishes ach min nefile zu doesn't patter the Tzorah. Eishes ach min nefile zu doesn't patter the Tzorah. The Ainu is like the Pchayim. Here mitzad eishes ach, mitzad the kurve of the eishes ach will Yibum. The eishes ach wants Yibum. Just you can't do Yibum because if you will do Yibum, you will touch eishes ish. It's interesting. Tesis says she becomes potur machnas de erve. But the maisa now she's a good eshesach. It's no chisoron. She's not eshesish. She's a normal eshesach. So the eshesish has the koyach to patter her in ganzen. But the eshesach alone is a good eshesach. A good eshesach, even that it's potur, it doesn't patter the tzoro. It doesn't patter. Eshesach only patters when the eshesach is mufka von yibu. So it's a mod nezach. Because here the erve patters her. Because if you will do yibum, not technically like the rishonim. Tais is going to tachshuvenu erve. Because if you will do yibum, she will be eishes ish. So she's considered erve. She's considered erve. And even so, zok tais, even the tachshuvenu eishes ish, zok tais, so mikol mekim the tzora could do yibum. Mikol mekim the tzora could do yibum. Zay zok tais. The teretz is. So nicht kein Erwe dike Eishesach. Eishesach ist nur bei Lomoi, Erwe dike Eishesach. Eishesach ist mir Imoi, Erwe dike Eishesach. Eilen ist, we have to say, it's a lady that is Mufka von der Parche, also nicht der Hesper. Mufka von der Parche, Erwe dike Eishesach. Hier in der Eishesach ist nicht kein Erwe dike Eishesach. And it's a Chidush, even that the Eishesach is coming, Mikoyach, the Eishesach is coming, Mikoyach what? Mikoyach Erwe. Weil, if I will do Yibum, she will be Eishesish, so I can't do Yibum, but the mice now she's not an erve. She's a normal Isha. And while the Erva is stopping her, so Mele, even that she's Pokur in Gansen, Me'imu v'chalite, it doesn't pass at itself. So this is the Yisrael of Abchaim, Eish Esach de Me'mele, Eish Esach that is not mitzad bitoy, Eish Esach, that gerade you can do Yibum kum zurück de Eish Esach, this Eish Esach, so Abchaim, doesn't pass at itself. Maybe it's a Reif and Mu'beres. The Reif of Abchaim and Stenzel is a Mu'beres. Mu'beres, the Gemara says, that when she's Mu'beres, if you do chalitza, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. Why? Because ein avlad poiter at she yetzel la'avir ha'oilo. So you can't do chalitza, and she's not potter because ein avlad poiter at she yetzel la'avir ha'oilo. So b'chaygav the Mu'beres, you can't do yibum and you can't do chalitza. Makes sense. So she has to wait. I know. But the Gemara, the Mishnah says, and I'm in Hei Amud Beis, that if you make a beer to the Mu'beres, you chayv kodesh to Rabbi Yechanan. So she's a yishasach. But the Mishnah says to Rabbi Yechanan, in Boler, she's a yishasach. So the Shaila, if she's a yishasach, so the Mele, val she's a erbe ve yishasach, val she's a erbe ve yishasach, so let that erbe ve yishasach to pater. Let that erbe ve yishasach to pater. Man of shach. How we could say that Mu'beres, the aloch in Mu'beres is that mitzad echot, she's not potur lashuk. She's not allowed to get married. Why is she not allowed to get married? Because ain't a vlad poiter at she yetzel la'avir ha'oilom. Ain't a vlad poiter at she yetzel la'avir ha'oilom. So she's not allowed to get married in Mu'beres. Say that. She's not allowed to get married. Ain't a vlad poiter. Oh, but the Eish Esach comes back. Say that. So the Frank Reb Chaim, if the Eish Esach comes back, so we may let the Eish Esach to pass her, she's an erve. Every Yevamah that is an erve is allowed to get married. So why the Mu'beres is not allowed to get married? So if you tell me she's half skuko, I hear, she has to wait. I and all of. But you tell me she has to wait, but the Val the Eish Esach comes back. So let that Eish Esach to pass her. Let that Eish Esach, the Teretz is, Eish Esach Mo'isen Nefila doesn't pass her. Eish Esach Mo'isen Nefila doesn't pass her. It's just our only good part of the Nefilah Acheres. You have to understand what it means. That's what he said of Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim says, the Muchach is our Taisus. Taisus says that she herself is considered an Erve. She's Potter and Gans. She's Potter and Gans. She's Potter. She doesn't pass it itself. Now, we have to be masked with when we say yes and when we don't. We know. It's just not even me, it's Poshut. It's Erve, the Kesh Esach. שלא יבוא אלו מאוי איזה ערבי דיקי שסך. איילן איזה זמובקה אין דה פרשו. When we say איזה שסך, מנפיל הזו doesn't pattern, מסניש כאן ערבי דיקי שסך, and when we don't say it. Now, רב חיים, and the world, פרק תקש. This קש של רב חיים, בעצם, you could look in the Sefer Yashar Shiyankev in the Koivetz, רב אוכבר, both of them bring the קש and the Teisvus, Yashar Shiyankev, Sefer Kadman, פרק תקש of Teisvus. After she's potur, the Eish Esach, let the Eish Esach to potur the tzara. So lefi the Rishonim, she's not potur. The Rishonim say that she's not potur. The Rashba said she needs chalitza, say that. So she's a Yevoma. But Teisa said that she herself is for sure potur. Technically, she can't potur the tzara, because when she becomes also, the Melech doesn't go. The Melech doesn't go, like Teisa. But Be'etzem she herself is the Erev Gemura. If she herself is the Erev Gemura, so why she doesn't potur the tzara? Let Eish Esach to part of the tzara. Le'umas them is a thesis in Daf Lamed Beis. In the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis, steht as I Gemara. That's not the thesis in the Vein. The Gemara is talking in Daf Lamed Beis, a person married two sisters, Dainu, Reuven and Shimon. Zog the Gemara, Reuven married a Isha, so she has a sister. Reuven married Lama Zog in Rochel, and Shimon went and married Leah. So Reuven didn't get married first, he married Rochel. So now Leah is also Mitzad Achis Isha. Then his brother Shimon married Leah. So now Leah is also twice. She's also at Achis Isha, and she also at Eish Esach. Now Shimon dies, you could do Yibum or not. You could do Yibum or not. Reuven married Rochel. Now Leah is Achos Isha. Shimon goes and marries Leah. and Shuman dies. You could do Yibum or not? You can't do Yibum. Why? Achisisha patels me Yibum. Zog the Gemara, what if it's the other way around? First Shimon married Leah. So now Leah is Eish Esach. Reuben went and married Rachel. So now Leah will be also not only as Eish Esach, also as Achisisha. So we made it now if Shimon dies, Reuben can't do Yibum because he's also Achisisha. Zog the Gemara in Dapla Medbeis, Lefi Reb Shimon ain Isu Chalal Isu. So Leah is only Eish Esach. So she's not a chisisha. So Frank the Gemara and Avla met Beis. So why Reuven can't do Yibum? She's only a shesach. Zog the Gemara very poshut, because if he does Yibum, so the shesach goes off. If the shesach goes off, the chisisha is chal. Mele, you can't do Yibum. Mele, you can't do Yibum. Now, let me open a minute. Open a Beis and Mudalev. Look and taste the Bramasri Loi Poka. Freg taste is the same. So now when Shimon dies, the Vav, she's Eishesach. She's not a Chisisha. Because you can't do Yibum because if the Eishesach goes off, the Chisisha comes back. So if she will part of the Tzorah, she will not part of the Tzorah. Look at this. The Aval gav de lechayil isu achis isho asur nami atzor li yevume. She patters the tzoro. Why? Kevon de lepoka isu eishesach. Val de eishesach is not mutter because if it will go off, the achis isho will come out. So be meled. Kmo island is the tzor tzoroso. Aval gav de ein boelo isu eishach lechudei. So Ktei says, why if you will take off the eishesach, the achis isho will come. So the achis isho makes the eishesach not to go off. So the Hashesach patters the Tzorah. So here we have exactly the same case. Just change the words. By us we had Hashesish. If the Hashesach go, if you want to put on the Hashesach to marry you, the Hashesish will come up. So because you can't marry her, so the Hashesach is not Mutar, so you can't do Yibu. And we said Batesis, but it doesn't patter the Tzorah. The Hashesach cannot patter the Tzorah. And here states in Tesis that it could patter the Tzorah. The Shaila is, what is the difference? What is the difference? Why here it's Poshut to Teisus that it does part of the Tzorah? And by us, Teisus state, Takert. Teisus by us explains, why Lemaise the Zeishasish? Teisus says by us, that the Zeishasach cannot part of the Tzorah. Because the Maise now she's not Zeishasish. And the Shaila is, what is the difference? Why by us in Balas Atnai it's Poshet the Teisus that the Shisach that she has doesn't part of the Tzorah? The Teisus comes to a ganze Shtikul Teire to answer, and Teisus Lamed Beis, they fakel. This Bezos Hashem, this Tchilas HaSugya, is two parts. It's this Chelik of Teisus, it's a ganze Chelik b'fnei Atzmoy with the Teretz, and then it's the second Chelik of Teisus. This one, a poor דיבר תרא צריכים חיזוק תעזבני יום יומיים מעזבקו תעזבני יומיים ויסח משביפו ונון, אונזרה פרשה the last פרשה that we read חשבורך הוא תלז מישה רבינו תגורתו במויצי כלל ישראל ממצרים מישה comes and it becomes worse. Moshe goes back to the Bashefer, he tells Rebbeinu Shalom, Umeoz boi ledaber el paro, yaroi salom aze, ve'atzel lo yitzalto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, don't worry, soon it will become better. And the Shaila is, why the Geule needs this little crash? So I'm up to Zach. Everyone, every year when you read this parasha, like you only think Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu comes, everyone gets excited. Such a disappointment, yeah? And the Masadar even that, you know, they leave it like this for a whole week, you have to see what will be next week, yeah? Why there has to be, it like took out the taste of the Geula. You have to understand, if we would read it right away, people would not shtel the matzah. It was a week that Klal Yisrael, 2 weeks, they were sure that it does well around. Moshe came and it became worse. And now he comes, Baruch Hashem, Zayin HaGeula, and everything starts, And they told him, Yishvot Hashem b'neinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu b'lehem, and they come up from there, you did worse for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had tainus. I'm the Zogim Koshi Hashibut, was missing Koshi Hashibut, so Megidav Chat Narayim. Say that. Eichet Ovei. It's not Nezach, it's Oymel Dershein. Shei da Agresa Yisrael. And every time, before Atzloche, when a person has to have Atzloche, when a person has to have Tziyata Dishmaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it to him very hard. That it looks, Mishkan Chochma, Moshe Rabbeinu will come to Klal Yisrael and tell him, you know, we go out of Mitzrayim, Machan Apo Moifsim, and everyone will follow him. It's a leichter Sache. That's Mishkan Chochma. That's Mishkan Chochma. The Kodesh Baruch Hu does is, Moshe comes, and there's a Novi, Aroi. And we have a Nevuah, Aroi is considered a Novi, Shnitz Chazik Nevuah Soi, and he says a Nevuah that Moshe is the Moshiach. And it looks the other way around. And then, if you keep stark, then the Yeshua Hashem comes. The Rabbi Yonis in Abish says on unsere Parsha, where the Shomuel Moshe mikoytzu ruach umeavoy de kosho. And then Moshe says, Hein lo Yisrael lo Yishomuel ay veich ishmaini paroi vani aras vosayin. And the Kasha is, Klal Yisrael didn't listen mikoytzu ruach umeavoy de kosho. So Rabbi Yonis in Abish, Klal Yisrael told him, we have a Yisoid. Noitzer te'eino yoichal pirio. The one that is mishtabed, works hard, he's the one. Can be a manik that just comes, he took it easy, and he became the manik. Moshe, you didn't work, you cannot be the Mashiach of Israel. This is the reason Paro never put a shibud of Shevet Levi, because he knew from Shevet Levi he has to be the Mashiach. He said, if they don't work, but the chokhmah of Moshe was, Moshe mamish took it on himself so much, he started to kill the Mitzrayim, but no one else was he mamish took a danger, because he took the Koshi Hashibut, even though he didn't do it, he fell for the Klal Yisrael. But because the ruach of Avoy de Kosho, nishto azazach. Motzatso velo yogato, al taimin, al taimin. Unazel bezach, yogato velo yomotzoso, al taimin, al taimin. It's the same, but al taimin. Someone tells you he learned, without working hard, I'll time it. So a letter from Rav Hutner, someone came over to him to tell him, Imamish can't, Imamish can't. He tries and he tries. So Rav Hutner, I'm so happy. Because Kofman, you didn't tell me it's so hard for you, so I knew yet, it's coming for you, albeit very hard for you yet. But now that it's very hard for you, now you see Machtani, Sheva yipol tzadik vekom. People learn the pshat is, Sheva, even if he falls 7 times, he has to get up. We know Zakhtar Rav Hutner. Sheva Yipol Tzadik. Val Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekop. Forget, does he the veg? Does he the tzur? So, Taki, ich bet, you know, we're starting now, Be'etzem, the second chilek of the first perek. Now it's Kesugis Keseder, it's the Balas Atnai, the Rabbi Yechev Rishlokish, Tzor Aseidu, Tzor Tzmav Mishosi, Tzor Tzmav Ma'enes, Tzor Tzmav Ma'enes, Tzor Tzmav Ma'enes, And this divertei attack only nickname when someone is meisel nefesh. I saw over Shabbos, you know, Chazal say, Adam nichnas ladin. Person comes ladin, shali moisoi, kovato itim latoiro. Steht nicht, balabos nichnas ladin, shali moisoi. People think that those read of balabos. Balabos nichnas ladin, shali moisoi, kovato itim latoiro. I looked, you know, it's about Alan Nugir says, Steht gar nicht balabos. Steht, and I saw that every person goes in Ladin. Shared him, I say, Kovato itim la toira or not? You a kavua? Or one day 10 o'clock, one day 10:30, one day miss the night seder, one day leave before shir, one day in the middle of shir, one day listen, one day sleep. That's nishin kovato itim la toira. The first question they ask, Kovato? Kovato? You kavua? You learn every day? You learn every Seder? Abalabas Nebach. So his kovato is very small. Ilumaba also very small. What's coming down? No, it's a Taina Yechad Pirion. He has a good excuse. Red and Dalton, Chvesnish. To give the excuse, other though accept it or not, Chvesnish. But they don't ask you, you learn. Everyone will say, yes, I learned, yeah? I took the Fahel, yeah. Kovato itim la toiro. And the person has to know, this is the atzlocha. It's hard. Especially when a person decides to be kavua. Everyone could see it. When a person decides to be kavua, the mafrim amamesh stark. or the Hashem sends a guy near you to disturb you. You know, after you decide to have good, Hashem puts a bad guy near you, so he disturbs you. He makes you chavrusa to be bad. Or he makes you rabbit to be bad. Mach nishtois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts mafri. I see it alamo. But ale doiros we saw, the person that was kovato, he became God Lado. He became the Gdol Yisrael. It's hard. But miyad, after it's hard, the Yeshua comes. Miyad. Hashem wanted ledoiros to member. Don't think one day, you know, people think, if Moshe Rabbeinu would come, I would follow. Zagalam al Moshiach would come, who knows how much people will follow him. Because you start to follow him, it will look that it's not worth it to follow him. Ngoin shteit alo sid lovoi, ubi dezol bezach, as evi ilio beharakalmu, ubi de nevi ha-baal. But dear, the fire will go down on the side of the Baal. And if people will vital believe, then there will people to be zoiche. This is the door that we are. A person has to be omel batoiro. Yogato umatsoso taimi. Lo yogato umatsoso al taimi. Al taimi. Don't believe him. So we're starting now the new sugyas. The people that can yogato, maybe they could leave. Maybe more place, not so squashed. Yes, we don't want them around. A person that can be kovato every day, every seder, every night seder, every shir, mesuda. Mekanish not only vomit Sunday. Show Megillah. They could start. Anyway, these kind of people, but they're not another month, they start to learn Megillah. They could start now. Chas v'sholem, Megillah is a chosher masechtech. That Mechilech, Menishkin. I heard once from one of the Gedolim, he said that the bochur that opens, it's a Gemara in Chagiga. Gemara says that Moses Shana v'Pirash, Mishahoylech migemore le'mishne v'mishne le'chumash. Shana v'Pirash. Gemara says Shana v'Pirash gerua mikula. A person that is not from, not so bad, Gemara says. Shana v'Pirash gerua mikula. So Gemara says, a person that didn't learn is less worse than a person that in the middle of Seder opens a chumash. This is the Gemara in Chagiga. What's the pshat in the Gemara? The pshat is as a A person that didn't learn, he never saw the light. Achmanis. A person that knows what is Gemara. Tehidu tehaspicha ma'al fizor bochesed. Ha'ar ivna Hashem elokeinu. Kudeh Hashem yeshorim. And he could close the Gemara in the middle. And he does andere zachen, even though he's learning Chumash. The pshat is, he's not connected to the Teire. Why shall the Pirish is Gerua Mikulam? What's the Taina? Why is worse? Chosh, he learned 20 years. So then he went to business. Why is worse? The Teret says, person that never learned, no, pas kemetan, a nevach. But you know what is Gemara and you close the Gemara. Moshe ma'adav o'doyme. The king is going in the street. These people, you know, these poshta people that don't know what is a king bichlal, yeah? They ask who is that strange person has something on his head, a crown, yeah? I'm a shugano, yeah? So the king doesn't have rachmanas on that. They're not even interested, they don't even turn the head to see what tutzach and the malchus. You know, they're not climbing in the windows to pick. Pas kemetan. The melech came to us, a small village, the bichlal don't know. They're waiting when he will leave already. Of someone that is used to the base of Melech, and the Melech comes, and he got him, yeah, Shmuzi is the person, that doesn't turn over to the Melech hat ha'kas. Unser Rebbe Neteira, as veis pasis gemore, no boss, it's hard, yogato, of a matzoso. And the more yogato, the more matzoso. So ich betake, I want for myself, for the oilom, for kill, that want to stol zu, mit der ganze starke, jeder seder, mit chila v'atzoif. Take mit chila v'atzoif. A boch has to be embarrassed to walk into the Bismedosh after 9:30. Embarrassed. Chilul Hashem. Mamish, embarrassed. Boch leaves Bismedosh before 10:30 by night. Embarrassed. Boch, one day yes, one day not. Nishkan tzure. We'll start maybe a bit more in time and share that. Ready? 12:20, everyone will be in the seat. When we start 12:15, that's 12:20, we could start to say shir, not then to walk in. And the mail of Bez Hashem will have the siyata tishma.
I feel better.
I was learning all the time.
Huh? Yeah, I don't want everybody to think that I wasn't.
No, I didn't.
No.
I was learning all the time. I don't understand. The most possible guy, when he had surgery, had been missed that.
No, tomorrow I'm talking.
Tomorrow we're talking about surgery.
Shazam Oyer Machtov was.
It was cool that people chanted him aloud.
attack with Nida, you know, with letters against him, he will shoot any of Yom Kippur, will be a line around his house, that's Mechila. The only guy that came was the one that didn't check, yeah? As Yom said, I'm sorry that sometimes he's late. I said, this thing is real, doesn't it? I'm sorry, that day that he's missing, he hasn't shot.
I mean tomorrow. I don't
know.
She originally was married to the roommate, and now you can't marry her. She married later, and she was old. And then, Katie died. She went back to her roommate. She went back to her roommate.